Forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, fog early, otherwise we'll have rain showers likely, cloudy with a high near 64. Tonight, chance of rain showers early, then mostly cloudy skies with a low near 42. For Tuesday, mostly cloudy, rain showers likely with a high near 55. Tuesday night, we'll continue with rain showers with a low near 41. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Currently, it's 48.
Farms and ranches come in all shapes and sizes, and you need a farm insurance policy to match. At Blue Valley Insurance, our farm insurance policies protect both your personal and farm assets. We offer plans that are flexible enough to cover a wide range of farming and ranching. No matter the size of the farm or ranch, big or small, we will sit with you and discuss your choices and options personally, the way it should be done. We're here for you at Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenlee, Hanover, and Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Monday. A semi-truck fire shut down traffic on the Kansas Turnpike for a couple of hours on Sunday evening. The fire broke out near mile marker 65 near the Tawanda service station. KWCH-TV reports the driver was able to get out of the vehicle uninjured, and the southbound lane of the turnpike near Tawanda reopened after crews finished work to clear the scene. Kansas Turnpike officials say the semi was hauling frozen turkeys. An Iola police officer injured yesterday when someone tried to steal his patrol car. Kansas Highway Patrol reports the theft occurred around 7:45 yesterday morning, 3 miles south of Iola. KAKE TV reports that an officer was dragged for a short distance before letting go of the Ford Explorer. The cruiser hit a tree about a third of a mile from where the incident started. A suspect from the Tulsa area was injured. He's likely to face charges. Both the officer and the suspect taken to the Allen County Hospital for treatment. Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way. Which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
A government report shows Kansas growers are planning to plant more soybeans and corn this spring. The National Ag Statistics Service reported Friday that soybean acreage in Kansas is expected to be up 23% compared to last year, with 5 million acres planted. Campaign finance reports show political committees and groups have heavily bolstered Republican Ron Estes' campaign coffers. In the race for the 4th congressional seat, the GOP has held for two decades in South Central Kansas. But Democrat James Thompson has raised more individual contributions in the race for the House seat that was vacated by CIA Director Mike Pompeo. A recent survey found serious morale problems among faculty and staff at the University of Kansas. The Lawrence Journal World reports a climate survey on the Lawrence and Edwards campuses found more than half of the faculty and staff have seriously considered leaving the university in the past year. Mid-America Network News.
Innovation. It doesn't always come easy, but it's always worth the struggle. We at Blue Valley Telecommunications understand how important innovation is to technology. As we look back on the past 60 years, we see how we've transformed telephone service through cables strung on fence posts to telephone, TV, and even high-speed internet over state-of-the-art fiber optic cables. As your technology provider, we're proud to have served you for the past 60 years and look forward to continuing to do that for years to come.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Monday. I'm Rick Everett. Police investigating what they say is the suspicious death of a 20-year-old man in North Omaha. Officers sent to a home around 6 o'clock yesterday morning on a report about a shooting found the body of Scott Evans. Police haven't released any other details about his death, and no arrests have been reported. An effort to unite Nebraska businesses and farm groups behind a sweeping tax plan is on shaky ground as both sides argue over which taxes should be cut. The state's largest business groups are calling for income tax cuts, while some leading farm groups say lawmakers should continue their focus on lowering property taxes. Governor Pete Ricketts is touting a plan that he says would help them both, but its fate remains uncertain. Some senators say lawmakers shouldn't consider tax cuts when the state faces longer-term challenges with its prison system and mental health services system. Mid-America Network News.
When's the best time to buy Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 40 years straight? Now is the time, during Ford Truck Month, at your Midwest Ford dealers.
Let me hear you say truck, yeah, let's crank it on up, yeah, till the sun comes up, yeah.
It's Ford Truck Month. Get to your Midwest Ford dealers for once-a-year savings on Ford F-150 and the all-new Ford Super Duty, the best-selling trucks in America for 40 straight years. The all-new Super Duty is the toughest, smartest, most capable Super Duty ever. An F-150 combines greater strength and less weight with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and steel frame. Works harder so you can work smarter. And if there's ever a time to buy one, it's now. With limited time Truck Month offers, hurry to your Midwest Ford dealers today, and let me hear you say.
County commissioners' meetings last Monday consisted of mostly routine during Hall Brothers construction to overlay 3.5 miles north of U.S. 36 on dollars. Washington County commissioners heard a cost analysis for the county jail. Nemaha Hall County commissioners heard from Northeast Kansas Environmental Services they provide. They discussed the possibility of updating the Nemaha County Sanitation Code, which has not been updated since it was adopted in 1993. Complete County Commissioner's minutes are posted on our website and our Facebook page. A dozen mumps cases have been reported in Marshall County in the past month since the outbreak was first reported locally. Symptoms include fever, headache, muscle aches, tiredness, and loss of appetite, which advance to swollen salivary glands. Since it is easily spread by talking, coughing, or sneezing, the public is encouraged to stay away from others. Frequent hand washing is also recommended in controlling spread of the virus to others. Generally non-life-threatening, anyone who believes they may have the virus should contact healthcare providers. Former Marysville attorney Brian Carroll, age 45, passed away unexpectedly Saturday in Pratt as a result of a pulmonary embolism. He had served as county attorney prior to his resignation in 2010 when he and his family moved to Pratt. A 1990 graduate of Marysville High School, Brian Carroll is the son of Wayne and Deb Carroll of Marysville. He was also color commentator for KNDY for several years, calling Marysville High football and basketball games. Funeral services planned Wednesday afternoon, 2 p.m. at First Southern Baptist Church with Larison Mortuary of Pratt in charge of arrangements for Brian Carroll. Janet Smart, age 75, of Beatty, passed away Thursday. Funeral service 10:30 this morning at the United Methodist Church, Beatty, Maryland, the Beatty Union Cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Janet Smart. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, Supreme Pizza, mixed salad, applesauce, and a cookie. Tomorrow, meatloaf, baby bakers, corn, fruit cocktail, and cake. Check of a school and community calendar, Marysville JV tennis team at Abilene this afternoon, forensics at Womego. KNDY News time is 7:13.
Saving for retirement can seem complicated, confusing, even scary, but it doesn't have to be. Hi, I'm Katie Smith, Assistant Vice President for United Bank and Trust here in Marysville, and we're here to help. As we go through tax season, now is the perfect time to think about opening an individual retirement account, better known as an IRA. If you have questions or want to get started, stop by and ask for me, Katie. I'd love to walk through the process with you. Saving for retirement with an IRA at United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska.
Looking at the surface map, we still have this low pressure system making its way across the eastern central parts of the Midwest and the southeastern parts of the United States. This low will continue to push off towards the east and northeast as we head throughout the rest of this Monday and into tonight, bringing rain showers across the area, especially across the mid-Atlantic into the southeast parts of the United States. Across Kansas, we also have a cold front that's going to push through, bringing us a chance of rain showers continuing as we head through the middle of the week. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of this Monday, fog early, otherwise rain showers, temperatures at 64. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. Tonight, chance of rain, otherwise cloudy skies with a low of 42. For Tuesday, mostly cloudy, rain showers likely with a high of 55. For Tuesday night, we'll continue with showers with a low near 41. And Wednesday, chance of rain. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early April, 63. Record high on this date, 90 in 1889. The average low, 39. Record low is 14 degrees in 1970. Sunset this evening, 7:48. Sunrise in the morning at 7:02. We added another inch of rain over the weekend with off and on showers at studios here in Marysville. 50 degrees with a cloudy overcast. Winds are light, favoring the north. We're on the back end of a band of showers rotating around a low pressure system, which is centered off to our east. Heavier showers noted just past the Kansas and Missouri border. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 3rd of April. KNDY News Time, 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
It's no secret that the Wagon Wheel is one of Marysville's favorite dining destinations. But did you know about the rewards program? Get signed up and start earning your rewards like free cinnamon rolls, free burgers, even a free ribeye dinner. Every dollar spent is a point earned. It's the perfect spot for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Sign up today for your rewards only from the Wagon Wheel.
Baseball is back. Hi, everyone. I'm Brian Clark reporting on sports. History was made Sunday on Major League Baseball's opening day.
Now he swings and he hits a high drive deep down the left field line. A magnificent shot that is long gone.
On KNBR, Madison Bumgarner became the first pitcher to hit two home runs on opening day, but the Giants lost to the D-backs 6-5. In the night game, it was a walk-off for the Redbirds.
Here's the 1-1 for Richard.
Ring and a shot deep to left center. The Cardinals win it on an RBI base hit by Gritchie.
On KMOX, the Cardinals beat the defending champion Cubs 4-3. In college basketball, history for the South Carolina women.
A spectacular performance, and South Carolina has won the national championship.
On ESPN, the Gamecocks defeated second-ranked Mississippi State 67-55 to win the national championship. To the NBA, the Warriors extended their winning streak to 11.
Curry circles up top. Get the screen. Drifting right side. With the dribble. Left hand. Stop. Comes back to the right hand. It's a three. It's good.
On 95.7 the game, Golden State topped Washington 139-115. It took not one, but two overtimes to decide the game between the Cavaliers and Pacers.
LeBron now backs in on Teague as Teague defends him on the switch. Four to shoot. LeBron to the foul line. Finds Love for a catch and shoot three.
On WTAM, Cleveland held off Indiana 135-130. Chicago's now won four in a row.
Here's Rajon. Skips over the timeline, directing traffic. Cross court to Zipser. Left pocket, Laverne, three. Yes! Joffrey Laverne has been terrific.
On WLS, the Bulls top the Pelicans 117-110. They're now seventh in the Eastern Conference, one game ahead of the Miami Heat. The NCAA Men's Championship's a battle of one seeds as North Carolina takes on Gonzaga tonight. Brian Clark, ABC Sports.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life, and auto, and home, and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The confirmation of Ag Secretary nominee Sonny Perdue now awaits a full Senate vote after the Senate Ag Committee on a voice vote approved the nomination. It occurred off the Senate floor in the midst of floor votes on Thursday morning. Full Senate action is yet to be scheduled, as a packed schedule next week could mean the Senate won't be able to consider his nomination until after the two-week Easter recess that starts at the end of next week. The Senate is expected to consider the nomination of Neil Gorsuch for the Supreme Court next week, and that process expected to be time-consuming. All but one at Senate Ag Committee member voted in favor of Perdue, that being New York Democrat Kirsten Gillibrand, insisting on a no vote. Perdue's cousin, Georgia Senator David Perdue, abstained. Trump administration seems more likely to pursue modest changes to the North American Free Trade Agreement in negotiations with Canada and Mexico. Trump has called NAFTA a disaster during his campaign for president, but the Wall Street Journal reporting his suggestions for NAFTA seem less likely to make sweeping reforms to the trade agreement. According to an administration draft proposal being circulated around Congress by the U.S. Trade Rep's office, the U.S. would keep some of NAFTA's most controversial provisions, including an arbitration panel that lets investors in the three nations circumvent local courts. As the draft continues to be reviewed, talks of seeking to improve procedures to resolve disputes rather than eliminating the panels. However, experts caution that the draft could be revisited. The administration must give Congress 90 days notice under trade law before beginning any formal NAFTA renegotiations. Find more ag information online anytime at agview.net. With this Ag Business Update, powered by agview.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. Lower overall wheat acres with some additional minor inconsistencies. The USDA economist Rob Johansson explains the latest USDA plantings report.
All wheat acres down 8% year over year to 46.1 million acres. No real big surprise there. We did actually see a little bit higher winter wheat acres compared to our estimate from last month. Of course, we put out our first estimate for the year last month, and so wheat acres would be the lowest since 1909, or winter wheat acres the lowest since 1909, the lowest spring wheat acres since 1972. Durham down again 17% year over year to 2 million acres.
The lowest winter wheat acres in 100, brought to you by Abilene Machine. You can check out their parts online, abilenemachine.com. Some cooler air sinking down from the temperatures this morning as of 7 a.m. Only in the low 40s in, say, the northwestern one-third of Kansas, middle section of the state running into the mid-40s, and then the far southeastern corner of Kansas holding in the low 50s. In Oklahoma, same Oklahoma holding in the mid-40s. We warm to the mid-50s in a wide stretch across the central part of the state from northeast to southwest. And then as we get over into the eastern and southeastern sections of Oklahoma, upper 50s for soil temperatures. As we're in that time of the year where we warm up and then cool off, warm up and then cool off. 4-inch soil temperatures as of 7 a.m. Ag News, soil temperature reports from Mid-America Ag Network.
You don't always find a place to go for gaming fun that combines cutting-edge gaming technology, first-rate dining, a champion golf experience, and the best hotel accommodations, coupled with the most friendly and courteous staff. But that's exactly what you'll find at Prairie Band Casino and Resort. Located just north of Topeka on Highway 75, the Prairie Band Complex is home to an entertainment experience and staff that ensure a great time every time. Experience Prairie Band Casino and Resort, the best in the game.
It's time, the Great Bend Farm and Ranch Expo, April 5th through the 7th in Great Bend, Kansas. This is your regional expo held in the heart of Kansas. J.D. Wing Horse Clinician all 3 days, sponsored by T-Cross Ranch and Bobby Norris Realty. Bradford Cattle Dogs, Border Collie Demos all 3 days. Live Cattle, Beer Garden, 80 acres and 3 buildings of exhibits. K-Steak Speakers, corporate sponsors American Hat Company, KSN, the Great Bend Co-op. Go to starexpos.net for more information. April 5, 6, 7.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry. It is agriculture. Well, the planting intentions report is in from the USDA. The question is, who is impacted and how? More about that after this.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
The USDA's planting intentions report is in, indicating how many acres are probably going to be going into corn and beans and wheat. One thing I have always wondered, especially at this late date, close to planting time, is how many producers make decisions based on that report? Steve Georgie is with Allendale Incorporated and has an answer.
You know, what we found out from our survey, and actually pretty amazing, is that when you look at the farmer that might be that 2,500 acre and less type producer, they do stick with their regular rotations. There is no messing around. This is what we've done. This is the way we're going to do it. But it is the larger producer. And that larger producer, as he's looking at his balance, as he's talking to his banker, and as they put together their marketing plan, they're profitable right now in beans. They're shifting to beans. And so it is the larger producer that will be shifting to beans this year. The smaller guy, probably going to end up seeing a lot of back and forth and a lot of regular rotation.
Steve Georgie says futures prices are a factor too, as some of the bloom has come off beans recently.
You know, it has, but so has corn. So we got to remember that too. The big thing in corn that you have to, after this report, we cannot forget that there's 2.3 billion bushel carryout out there for corn. There's still massive piles that have to be moved. And so when we look at that in this, you know, the beans, a lot of the beans have been sold. But for corn, we still have some issues up front. And so that may try to keep price under pressure as we go into this April, May, and even into June. We need to get some kind of a summer rally in order to get corn prices to be more attractive again. And so has it taken a little off the beans? Yeah, it has. But moving forward, corn doesn't look so hot either. So a lot of struggles here ahead for corn yet.
Steve keeps his eye on the managed funds and what they're doing and says in recent weeks they've lightened up on their long positions on beans and corn.
You know, they certainly have. But we have to look at it in this sense. Last year at this time, after this report, the funds ended up taking a long position in beans. And that's because of China's appetite for beans. Does South America have a record crop? Yes, they do. Did they plant more acres? Yes, they did. We're going to be planting more acres here as well, yes. But the demand for soybeans right now is what's going to keep prices continuing to stay strong. And they bought beans because of the what if. What if we don't have a trend line yield this coming year? They start looking at problems versus thinking the crop is just going to be exceptional. And so that for the next 3 months is where they start building a position. And I have a feeling that they may end up doing that again moving forward.
Steve Georgie of Allendale Incorporated, back after this.
There will be an auction for Clayton Dick Saturday, April 8th, beginning at 9 a.m. in Winifred at 104 Main Street. Selling an 85 Ford Econoline van, a 99 Ford F-250 two-wheel drive pickup, 84 Caprice Classic, an Explorer motorhome, 87 Chevy 30-foot box van with onboard generator, 4 semi-trailers for storage, 12-foot skid loader trailer, and a 16-foot tandem axle bumper trailer. Boats include an 84 Lund 16-foot on trailer with motor, Bass Tracker with Mercury motor on trailer, narrow glass fishing boat on a trailer, motors, miscellaneous auto parts, power tools, miscellaneous tools, plus antiques and collectibles. This auction for Clayton Dick Saturday begins at 9 a.m. at 104 Main Street in Winifred, south from the Beatty Junction, 5 miles, then 4 miles west. Sale conducted by 5A Auction Service, Greg Askren, auctioneer.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Monday is sale day at Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales. Early consignment listings today. 14 black and white face, and white face bred cows. Bred white face calving now. They're 4 to 10 years old. 10 first calf black and red bred heifers. 6 to 8 months bred. 17 black and red steers and heifers. 650 to 750. 16 black and red steers and heifers, 7 to 8. 11 black and red steers and heifers weigh 4 and a quarter to 5. 57 black and red steers and heifers, 4 and a half to 5. 25 black steers, 900 pounds. 8 black steers and heifers, 7 to 8. 15 black steers never 450 to 5, 30 black heifers 6 to 650, 15 black steers never 5 to 6, 25 black steers never 6 to 7, and 35 black limousine bulls and heifers weigh 650 to 750. Those early consignments listed online at Beatrice77.net, sealed every Monday at Beatrice77 Livestock Sales. It's 7:30 from KNDY. Another hint of rain over the weekend here at studios in Marysville as the light showers continue this morning. They'll likely taper off. We're on the back end of this round of rain showers, heavier concentration and heavier rainfall pushing off to our east. 50 in Marysville under a cloudy overcast this morning with a light north wind. Highs around 60 on tap for today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Kansas guard Frank Mason III has won the James A. Naismith Trophy as the top college basketball player in the nation. The award, presented by the Atlanta Tip-Off Club, was announced yesterday in Arizona near the site of the Final Four. Mason adds to his awards haul with the honor, having already won Associated Press Player of the Year last Thursday. Mason beat out Lonzo Ball of UCLA, Josh Hart of Villanova, and Caleb Swanigan of Purdue in voting by a panel of journalists, conference commissioners, and former Naismith winners. Voting was conducted during the NCAA tournament. Mason says winning the award with Naismith's name on it brings his experience full circle because Naismith invented the game and was the first coach at Kansas. Mason led the Big 12 in scoring and averaged 20.9 points. The Jayhawks were eliminated in the Elite Eight of the NCAA tournament by Oregon. Mid-America Network Sports.
Did you know that CropQuest is an employee-owned company? When you hire a CropQuest agronomist, you're not just hiring a crop scout. You're hiring a company owner. Someone who understands why your bottom dollar affects your bottom dollar. Because our mission is to help you be profitable. Without our customers, we would not exist. If you want to work with the owner, call CropQuest at 620-225-2233 and we'll connect you with a local employee owner. 620-225-2233 or find us online at CropQuest.com. Con artists have many tricks for stealing your money, like sweepstakes scams and identity theft scams. The AARP Fraud Watch Network helps you spot and avoid scams. And our scam tracking map shows the latest scams in your area. AARP reported us about it.
NBA coach Bill and former Hall of Fame on Saturday schools to the to announce.